Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we are very happy to have our very senior brother Karuna Bhaiji with us. So I would like to briefly introduce Karuna Bhaiji to all of you. Karuna Bhaiji came to Baba at a very young age of 20 in the year 1960, and he has taken very deep sustenance and training from both Brahma Baba and Mama. And in the same year, he dedicated his life to the service of Brahma Kumaris, and he also pioneered in the spiritual expansion of services in many of the southern states of India. A very multi-talented personality, Bhaiji is a linguist in 13 Indian languages. He is a prolific writer, an effective communicator, and also he is a mechanical engineer by his professional training. And since the year 1971, he was invited to stay at the headquarters of Brahma Kumaris. And as a public relationship officer, he administered and several service projects from here. And also, he holds many important titles in Brahma Kumaris as on today. He is the additional Secretary General of Brahma Kumaris, and also PRO for the entire Brahma Kumaris, and Chief of Multimedia of the entire global Brahma Kumaris, and also board member of Raj Yoga Education and Research, and he's a coordinator for global IT and vice chairman of Media Wing. So today, Bhaiji is with us to throw light on a very important topic, mastering art of spiritual communication, spreading Baba's message with impact and integrity. And our dear Shailendra Bhai is also with us. He is going to interview Bhaiji in the last half an hour. And Shailendra Bhai is living in Gyan Sarovar for last 27 years in communications and IT department. Thank you. And Sister Celia would like to invite Karuna Bhai on behalf of all double foreigners.
We can clap for Vaisakh.
He has not come up for a long time, so yes. After a long time we have him here, so we're very happy to have him.
Om Shanti. We all have the privilege in Madhuvan to meet all the seniors. As this was introducing Bhaiji, he is one of our senior brother in Madhuvan. And you see all the facility here of communication, internet and IT. It all started because of Karuna Bhai. Somebody was telling me that when the computer came, before the telephone, everything was installed by our dear Bhaiji. So once again, we can, you know, wave our hand in the respect of Bhaiji. One more time, welcome Bhaiji. And this is really a privilege. We will listen from Bhaiji the experiences of Mama and Baba also. So Bhaiji, please note this topic today, spiritual art of mastering in spiritual art. I would like to start your session, you know, how Brahma Baba, he was the, you know, the master in spiritual communication. So please share your experience with that. We would love to listen all these things. Please, Bhaiji.
Om Shanti. It was 1960. I came in contact with Brahma Baba at Mount Abu. I was working as design engineer in one of a national factory. It's called Hindustan Machine Tools. They call it HMT makes mother machines which make other machines. That's what they called, like lathe or turret machines. So I was working there, and somehow I was able to meet one sister from Mount Abu, came to Bangalore. If you have heard the name of Chandramani Dadi, and her sister Radhaya Pushpa Dadi, we call her. And if you see her photo any time, probably her face is the most happy face. So when I saw her, I felt that she is different than all the saints I have seen so far in South. So that's how I was curious to know more about it. As though in South India we have all the philosophies like Dvaita, Advaita, Vishishta Dvaita, Shakti Vishishta Dvaita, and few more, which started from South and gone all over the world. So therefore, I was not much interested to hear any knowledge, because she was very happy from her face, I could see. I just asked her, what you do? She said, we remember God. So, the simple question in India, we ask, which God? Because it is only for India, people say in the world, they have 33 crores of deities or God. That's what people think about India. So, I also basically asked her, which God? And she laughed at me. I was surprised. What mistake I did? So then I asked her, why you laugh at me? What is the mistake I have done? So she said, you said you have read and you have heard, you have this and all, but I am surprised that you don't know that God is only one. That point is still today in my heart, that in Brahma Kumaris, we believe in one God. So, I said, okay. Then I didn't want to ask further anymore, otherwise she may laugh again. So, I was little cautious. So, I told her, okay, you please, how do you remember him? Can you show me? Because in India, the yoga also is, you know, in many names it is. And every saint has their own way, and yoga was done. So therefore, I asked her, can you show me how you remember your God? Probably, she thought he's a very young boy. I was just 21, 22 at that time. So, she said, okay, I will show you. I think she must have felt there is nothing better than to remember Baba instead of talking and explaining and all that. And I was seeing, and she just sat in the remembrance of Baba. And slowly, slowly, I found her face was changing. So much of happiness I found in her face. And even sometimes the drops were coming out. So I can't say anything, and she is enjoying herself so much. So it took about 15, 20, 25 minutes. I was waiting when she will come, and I will definitely tell her that I want to learn that. That's how it started. As a beginning, I told her I want to learn. I didn't say anything. And I was humble at that time, because already she laughed at me. So if I am not humble, she may not even teach me. So I accepted her as my teacher at that time. And still she didn't believe that I may come. She says, you come in the morning 5:30. So usually, you know, people don't get up at 5:30. They get up at 6, 7. And I reached the first day 5 minutes earlier, and I started knocking. They said, who is it? So early. So they saw me. And then she started giving first lesson only. I am not body, I am soul. I was very happy. Yes, it is true. I am soul, I am not the body. Because she was so clear in explaining. And then I also wanted to enjoy the happiness what she was enjoying. So therefore, I am prepared to do anything what she says. After giving the soul lesson, she said, you come tomorrow. I said, no, you can continue. She said, no. This is not knowledge you have to hear. I know you are intelligent, you can hear any amount. But here we practice what we teach. So you have to practice today. This may be a surprising for all of you. I am sure none of your teachers have told you this. She said, what I have told you, as I am not the body, I am a soul, point of light, child of God. So the simple thing that I am not the body, I am soul, you have to repeat this for 24 hours. Then you come tomorrow, I will teach you the second lesson. I was surprised. I couldn't sleep. And I was only doing it so that tomorrow she may say, no, you have not done. What should I do? So therefore, honestly, whole night, day, I repeated that I am not the body, I am soul. I am not the body, I am soul, a point of light. So next day morning, I reached again at 5:30 in the morning. I was about to say, I have practiced it. She just said, no. I can see from your face that you have practiced yesterday. So that was my first experience. Spirituality is an experience, but not an understanding only. Or the words, we are experts in giving lectures. Then the second day, she taught me about God. The highest difference at that time was, in India, everyone believed God is here. God in everything. But she said, God is in the Paramdham. then she said, where is Paramdham? Because that was not taught to us anywhere. We know the whole world and even the sky and all that, but not Paramdham. Yes, in many places the word is there in scriptures, but they have not made it clear. Brahma Tattva, they call it or something. But I found that she was very clear about the all the land where the body can go reach, and then after that subtle world, they say, and then Paramdham. So there was only three pictures at that time: Trimurti and three world and also the Kalpavraksha, and of course the drama was also there. That's how she explained about Paramdham. I understood, I agreed to her, but still I had in my mind, how can I forget that God is not there? Because I was so convinced that God is here, and the simple lesson where we learned in our school days, that a teacher said to children, that take this banana, eat, but you should eat in a place where others don't see. So everybody ate and came, but one came back with this one. He said, God is seeing, that's why I could eat. So that is the faith in India about God. So when she taught me that I have to remember in Paramdham, so that was really a practice to go beyond the sun, moon and the star and the subtle world and Paramdham. Whenever we think of Baba, we have to think at Paramdham. So that was little difficult. She is not prepared to give me the third lesson. At that time there were no 7 days course. There were only 3 days course. So that I had to practice for the whole day to be with God in Paramdham. So that's how I practiced for the second day also. There I found some magic of Baba, not my efforts, because it was not easy for me to think Baba in Paramdham. But I found that when I start thinking of Baba, and it was easy for me to be out of body and to think of Baba. So that was very happiness. That is, I could receive the peace, love, happiness and all that. So it was not my effort, but it was the blessing of Baba. I could feel today sitting in front of all of you, because he wanted to catch me and make me as an instrument. So he did the magic that. So I was so happy. The next morning also when I came, she did not ask me that you have done or not, because I was very happy. And the third lesson she gave was the cycle. I mean, it was hard to believe the world is only 5,000 years, or the transformation of human life is only 5,000 years. That was a very difficult question. So still I believed all the religions, yes. But the world cycle itself is 5,000 years. It was little difficult for me to believe. But still, if you want to transform yourself to be from man to deity, so there is no other way, you have to do it now. Because she was very clear that time is not going to wait for you, day is not going to wait for you, so 5,000 years also is not going to wait for you if you don't do it now. So what you have to do? You have to remember God. That's the first thing, because in this world there is no place where you get something where we souls can conquer all this. To become a deity, we have to be pure. So the purity is the first lesson taught in Brahma Kumaris. So we have to do the meditation and the power from God. It's only God can give you this power where you can have the purity and the qualities which the deities have. There is no other way. Only He can give you. So the efforts what you have to do is to remember Him only. No human, because otherwise anywhere in India, in any of the saints, guru, so they will say, remember me. But it is only here, the teacher will never say, remember me, but they will also always say, remember Baba. Of course, we say, she is our student, to whom I give the knowledge and all that sometimes. But originally, including Brahma Baba, he always said, remember me. I think it is in today's world also. I don't have any photo with Brahma Baba. Mama, of course, because I was very close to Mama. 5 years I was with her. And she taught me so many things, including how to communicate with Baba. Because I am from South India, Baba used to say that they are Bhagats. So for me also, Brahma Baba used to say Bhagat, because I couldn't see Brahma Baba as Brahma Baba. The minute I see Baba, Shiva Baba, because Shiva Baba is in him, that is the faith in me. Therefore, always I see Brahma Baba as Shiva Baba. In the sense, I know Shiva Baba is a point of light, that as he has come in him, and he was giving the knowledge and everything, and we all say that the Murli is from Shiva Baba. So the feeling I used to have when I see Brahma Baba, that Shiva Baba is in him. So Baba definitely gives the sight, and I experienced Shiva Baba, but Brahma Baba used to call me as, you are a Bhagat, you are a Bhagat. So because Brahma Baba is not always with Shiva Baba, he himself also independently also talks to us and encourages what to do, what not to do, how to do service, everything. But I always feel that Shiva Baba is telling me. So that's how I learned how to communicate with Shiva Baba. The first point of light, and it is last also. Though we all lived with Mama, Baba and all Dadis, and even now we have some sisters, senior sisters, like we call Jayanti Bhaine, Flying Angel, Mohini Bhaine also, But still, we remember the point of light. So, the second day communication was only with communication with Shiva Baba, point of light and Paramdham. And always, while meditating, we have to do that only till today. The first lesson and the last lesson to me is that to remember Baba, that is the communication what we have. Because we have seen all great dadis. Each dadis were very powerful and exceptional, everyone. But still, we enjoy receiving for some time, till we fully enjoy God, the happiness, the powers. Many powers we don't have at all. For example, tolerance. It's the most difficult one. Why should I tolerate? Why should I? But it's only Baba gives us the power of tolerance. Many times we are supposed to help. In Brahmin family, we have to help everyone. Whoever has any problem, any questions, any things. But there, the only quality what is needed is Baba is power of silence. Ocean of silence. Only when we talk to Him, He talks to us. He never talks to, by Himself. So similarly, my experience today, as I am in the organization now, more than 65 years, body is 86 years now. The first thing I have learned now is that I keep quiet and I hear whatever they want to say. Whatever they want to say, how long they want to say, I don't break them, I don't tell them, enough, never. Till they say everything, it may be half an hour, 1 hour sometimes, but patiently I hear. So why I tell you is that you are all going to be the instruments of Baba to bring Baba in the world. All great saints are known in the world, but Baba is still in your room. Baba's room, Baba's room, not world. So that can happen with we children only. So therefore, I feel that we should have the power of silence. As much you hear others, you are better to speak. And when we hear, I always keep Baba with me, so that Baba will hear with me, and then what Baba touches me to tell them in few words. And I have seen most of them, they go happily and they thank. Sometimes the brothers or sisters who are with me there, who hear what is happening there, and they always tell me that, see, they came with so much of thought and sorrow, but they went with happiness. That's the communication I had with Baba and also service. I think I am supposed to speak half an hour and be prepared for a test. So
it is a wonderful experience, Bhaiji. But I want to just know, when you meet Brahma Baba, the communication style of Brahma Baba, how it was, because he was the embodiment of spirituality. How does he communicate with children, with the people outside, that thing.
The one thing we Brahmins say, when I met first time Mama, and when I came out, our teachers were looking at us, looking at me, that how he felt. So I said, yes, I met my Mama. See, usually in our human life, every one of us have one mother and one father. To call someone else as mother or father, it's very difficult. But when I met Mama first time, because before meeting Baba, we are supposed to meet Mama. So I said Mama, I met my Mama. And that was first, and to the end also, she was my mother. First mother, I will say. The second mother, whom I had love, lot of love, of course. I used to go also, meet also. But first Mama is always Mama. Similarly, I met Baba same day. And Baba said, yes, son, because he was knowing that I was not knowing Hindi much. I am from South, where we have four languages there different as our mother tongue, and also education. But Hindi was not at all there at that time, except cinemas, yes. So Baba knows that, so he said, yes, son. But problem I had was, to meet a saint, always we are ready to just fall down and, touch his feet. But when Baba said, yes, my son, so who will miss this? So I went in his arms, and that was the first experience, and I called Baba as Baba from that time.
And we all know that you are the instrument to start all the communication in Madhuvan, especially in Brahma Kumari's headquarters. So what inspiration, Baba gave, or some inspiration, how did you all started this Behad Ki Seva with technology and all? Who inspired you, Bhaiji?
When I met in 1960, there were few centers in India, and the funniest is, when I come to Madhuvan, if there are about 15-20 people, we used to tell, Madhuban is full. So you can understand how small Madhuban was. What we are seeing part about today is totally different. But the original, that place, everything is in that place only. So outsiders, if 10-15 people come, we used to say, is full. So that, actually, Baba always used to inspire us. When we come first to Baba, whenever we come to Madhuvan, I used to say, Baba, I will not go to the Kali Yuga, the world, iron world. No, I don't want to go. So I used to cry. So Baba said, okay, child, no, you will not go. Okay, fine. Then I am very happy, and I Baba gives daily class and we enjoy so much and all that. We do all type of work in Madhuban, kitchen or any work, we do everything because we think that we are going to stay here. After 4 days or 5 days, Baba just says, children, the cloud, it is full of rain. So what happens? So they go and then they give the rain. So you children also, now you are now full. Are you? We say, yes, Baba, yes. Then what will the cloud do? They go and they say, then we understand Baba means something. So after 2 days, because only 7 days all are allowed to stay at that time, so he will say that now you have to go and give the knowledge. So that's how up to 71 I was doing opening centers in South India. There are about 4 or 5 states and languages are different, and somehow Baba made me instrument to start centers there and do. In 71, Kumarka Dadiji was in Bangalore once and she saw me doing service there, and I was able to speak English and all South languages, and Hindi also I learned in 1 year after meeting Baba. So several other languages of local and all that also doing. And she called me to take care of the museum here. So I came leaving everything, because at that time people were telling me, what fool you are. You are doing service in so many states and so many zones. Now it is sub-zones are many. So you are in charge like there and you came here. I said, I don't know why Baba, and I came here, and Kumarka Dadi called me here. So 2 years I took care of museum also, because she wanted someone knows to English and other languages also. So that was done. But somehow it was coming to me that I must do something, how I can give the message to the world as early as possible. Because you may laugh if I say that Sakar Baba used to say, children, in 1972 the world will finish. Or next Diwali you may not say. So that means we should make more efforts and more service, more this one. That was the only intention. We never even thought Mama will leave body, Baba will leave body and all that. Never, never. But Baba said, this world will finish. So I said, how can we reach to all the people in the world? What are the ways? So the only way I found was satellite was at that time in the world. So I hired some bandwidth of some satellite of South Asia, and then I started giving Baba's Murali from here. Avyakt Murli from here to all over the world. That's how it slowly started. In one day, the Murli, Sakar Baba said that children will see Baba at home. I said, what? Seeing Baba at home? At that time, even in India, we had only one television, That also is not like everybody, only rich people have and this one. So then I thought that I must have something to feed this one, television. So the first thing we did was, there was only one TV channel, that is Doordarshan, that is the India, government of India's. But because it is happening everywhere in the world, the televisions, and people see other channels of other countries in India. So India was forced to give one private channel. It's called Zee. And then in that, I could get half an hour slot. Shilu Didi, I took her to Bombay and did the shooting and all that and shown. And when people started seeing in the television Baba's message, that was how the first thing, seeing, hearing was through the satellite things. And this one is. So that's how the started. Now you know it, internet and social media and what not is. There are so many things now which we want, we have to control, not that.
Yes. And Bhaiji, here we have the global family also. And please share some tips, because in India it is very easy to spread Baba's knowledge through the mediums. But outside, what the methods they can adopt to, you know, give the message of Baba outside the country? By seeing this present scenario also.
Baba made me to show in the television Shilu Didi's and satellite abroad Baba's voice only. The Indian teachers complained about me to Prakash Mani Dadi, telling, "Dadi, if he is going to show Baba at home, and then what are we doing? Who will come to the center? So please ask him to close." Dadi is so lovely with me. She couldn't say anything. She called me. And at that time, Dadi Janaki was there. First thing Dadi Janaki said, "Karuna Bhai, you are not going to stop, because on every 18th of Jan, I am in front of the TV. I don't want to miss even one frame. You should see that I get." And Brother Kane was there. He said, "Dadi, don't close. We are very poor countries. See, even Baba's children, even 40% are not only coming. 60% are not able to come. If they have to come, they have to sell their house, car, everything. Then only they can come. So please, you don't stop, and it should continue." So Dadi was hearing, and Janaki Dadi was telling me, "Don't stop." And I looked towards Prakashpati Dadi. She said, "Karuna, you go ahead." So that's how I was able to do it, as and when all the technology was improving. Because I brought the first computer in 1983, where even London was not knowing what the computer is. They have not seen, our sisters have not seen. I had to show them, taking them into an exhibition. So that is called only a keyboard. It is called 64K Commander. So that was the one I brought, and a black and white TV and a tape recorder. So in that recorder we used to put a cassette, and then all the first retreat of foreigners was done in that, and that's how the technology improved. The previously we all used to have Murali, Baba's Murali's in the cyclo style, but I introduced first the photocopy machines in London and in Madhuban and in all the places. Now all printing and all is there. So that's how Baba's message was continuously improving and going. I remember once when one brother was said, he was from London. He says, I am going to Africa and I want to hear Baba. Please, you do anything because I must hear. That means at that time to hear Baba's Avyakt Murali was something very great, because they know we are hearing God directly. So I had to make some arrangements in the technology, and he was able to. I said, you can't see, but you will be able to hear. So that's how he was able to hear and all. So that's how I was always aware of the timing, different timings of countries, from America to Australia, between there India. So all these things, all the time, I had to think about it and do it. And at, you can just imagine Australia, midnight, 12 o'clock, they have to hear. And somehow it happened and it went very well.
And as it today we see so many, you know, rumors, so many things on social media, and I know you handle all these things. You know, what suggestion, because everybody is here, what tips you would like to share with us?
Yes. I am worried more than any one of you, because God's knowledge, and I want to see that it goes to every human soul. But some people who have differences in their family, they started talking about Brahma Kumaris, and it is mostly because of purity. So all things they used to spread in this social media. And social media is so powerful nowadays that negative, the thumbnail we call it, where they give the headings, it is always negative, and people are more attracted, and they get more subscriptions or the viewers, and they get money from YouTube. So that's how this type of against Brahma Kumaris have started. Yes, we are trying through government, and in India, I am telling you that India is always helping us, that if anyone does something wrong without knowing anything, and they just go on talking, telling and defaming, so we had to take the help of the government also. And then there are some agencies who take care of which is wrong, they can remove it. That also we have made. We have a company with us that we are all the time, hundreds of such things we are clearing. Every time we just delete one and they make two in different name and all. So somehow we are doing it continuously, and we get report every month, thousands of this has been removed. So that's how another this thing. But with all this, the best way is that we have to give a comment of positive to their this one, and that is recognized by YouTube, and YouTube will immediately cancel theirs. So more and more we Baba's children give a good comment whenever we see. So even in India I have seen, to save themselves and political parties and all that, they make groups of people to do only this job nowadays. So we are also now trying our best to see that most of our brothers and sisters, when they see something, just give your positive comment on that. So that is the best way where we can stop them ultimately, and there is no other way. And people, just for money, just for number of people viewing that and all that, and they do all these things. So we have to now very, very careful that we should do positive comments continuously, then it will have some control.
Thank you. Can I ask last question?
Yes.
I know you face so many things. You are the, you know, all the problems in Madhuvan. You are the, you know, senior most, and lot of solution you have to provide.
although everything you're facing, still we see you as a detached observer. Your state is so good. What effort you're making right now, saying all the scenario, what special effort do you do, Pajay?
I thought I should be always secret for myself, at least what I do. I feel that time is going faster than us. Am I right? Whatever we are hearing, seeing, which never happened in the way it is happening now. It may be the war, or the pollution, or the sea, what is showing now, the thunders and all that. So we have seen in some places extreme also. I always see scientists what they say about all these things. They say it is going to increase and every day it is becoming faster. For example, the earthquake, it has really increased in so many places. Of course, 6.1, maybe once or so, 7. So, it has gone up to that. So, by seeing all that, I feel that Baba said, in Hindi we call achanak, it means any time, anything can happen. And it is true now, because God is not giving any message through the messengers or any this thing. Whatever He has to say, He has already said to us. So therefore, I get feeling that the time is going faster. Especially this year, all the people who predict with so many ways, stars and this and that and many ways, everyone say that something will happen this year, which never happened so far. The mass scale, it will happen. So, we have nothing to worry about it, because Baba had already said that unless the world has such things, how can it change? So, the change of the culture, change of the world from the Iron Age to Golden Age, something has to happen. So, that is happening and it can happen even this year also, or it may be an year or two, but it has already started in many ways and it is increasing slowly. So, that's what what we have to do is that, are we ready? Because always Baba asks us, dear children, are you ready? So we all used to raise our hands, you remember it. So now, Baba is not asking, but we have to ask ourselves that, are we ready? So we have to be ready, because we all have the same knowledge from Baba, and we all know what is ready means. Karmatit we call it. Totally we have to be ready as much as possible, so that we did not feel that, no, I must have done this, I must have done this, no. Service is not anymore by words only, words very few, but more with our face, with our action, with our lifestyle, people say, no, they are different, they are different. Now you have come here and you are going back, and they should say that you are changed one now, you are not the same, because you speak very less. We speak something about our own efforts now, not about the world. World, all the television, all newspapers, headlines, everything is only, you know, about the destruction. So our or my effort is how early I am able to get up, and then how much I am able to concentrate with Baba, to be with Baba. And whole day, Baba says, at least in 8 hours, we have to make our efforts to be with Baba as a relation, nothing else. So this is the efforts I am doing, and I am also not happy that I have done everything. No, I still feel, no, I have to do a little more. And every day is a gift for me from Baba, that I can do something better. So that's how I look into it.
Wonderful, Vaishya, wonderful. So it was really amazing. Vaishya taught us, like, the mastering in spiritual communication is, you know, as he got the first lesson, soul, and becoming that embodiment. It is truly spiritual communication. And so many experiences of seniors. So thank you, Vaishya, once again, for a wonderful. Thank you.